Check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for a hazy, humid day, 85 to 90. Tomorrow, hazy and humid, 85 to 90. And Friday, some sun, chance of a gusty thunderstorm, 85 to 90. And on Saturday, partly cloudy, humid, and late thunderstorms in the mid-80s. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Primary races in New York. Well, Representatives Maloney and Bowman get the Democratic nod. While Lawler won the GOP bid in the 17th, incumbents ruled the day in those primaries yesterday. Jamal Bowman, a Democrat from Yonkers, and Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat from Cold Spring, beating back challenges. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan won the Democratic primary in the 18th Congressional District, while Attorney Josh Riley won the Democratic race in the 22nd District. In Republican primaries, Assemblyman Mike Lawler of Pearl River won the right to face Maloney in November. While it's still too early to call the race between the state GOP Chairman Nick Langworthy and Buffalo businessman Carl Palladino in Western New York. Tuesday's primaries will settle the field of candidates who will be on the ballot running for Congress in November, while a pair of special elections will decide who will fill open seats for the rest of the year. A special day at the Boston Symphony Orchestra at Tanglewood on this weekend, where the orchestra played Happy Birthday to John Williams during his 90th birthday celebration. On Saturday, the BSO wished composer Williams, who served as Boston Pops conductor and currently holds titles Boston Pops Conductor Laureate and Tanglewood Artist in Residence, a happy 90th birthday in celebration of his honor. He turned 90 on February 8th. The performance featured Tanglewood favorites Yo-Yo Ma, James Taylor, special guests Bradford Marsalis, Eric Rivas, and BSO members Will Hutchkins and Jessica Zhu, all under the direction of former BSO associate conductor Ken David Masur. According to the news release, the program featured selections from Williams' movie stories, including Throne Room, Finale from Star Wars, A New Hope, and Superman March, as well as several of Williams' concert works, including Highwood's Ghost. A reminder, Connecticut Tax-Free Week is underway. Clothing and shoes that cost less than $100 per item are exempt from the state's 6.35% sales tax unless specifically excluded or unless otherwise exempted from being taxed under the statute. The exemption applies to sales made by Connecticut and out-of-state retailers to Connecticut customers. Each purchase of an eligible item of clothing or footwear is tax-free, regardless of how many items are sold to a consumer on the same bill. For any item that costs $100 or more, sales tax applies to the entire price of that item. Taking a look at events going on in and around our tri-state region. In North Canaan, the ZBA has their regular meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, the Inland Wetlands Monthly Meeting at 7 p.m. In Falls Village tomorrow at 7 p.m., the PNZ regular meeting. Now, Movies Make the News continues at the Movie House in Millerton, celebrating the 125th anniversary of the Lakeville Journal. Coming up on Friday, August 24th, His Girl Friday, The Killing Fields on September 10th, and Citizen Kane, September 14th. More information, themoviehouse.net. St. Thomas Episcopal Church's Food of Life food pantry at 40 Leedsville Road needs volunteers to help the pantry get food into the homes of those struggling to make ends meet during these desperate times. For more information and to sign up, on the web, stthomasarmenia.com/volunteer. You can email questions about helping or getting help to samantha@stthomasarmenia.com. And in Kent, there'll be a forum on online security. Personal use of technology has left users with unease about security threats or perceived security threats. An entry-level, non-technical lecture will be held at Kent Memorial Library Wednesday, August 31st at 6 p.m., discussing everyday issues and show common sense measures everyone can take to help reduce risks in their online world. The presenter is Michael Jay, a certified Apple teacher. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they have a regular menu and a tapas menu and dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 32,909.59, the NASDAQ at 12,381.30, and the S&P 500 at 4128.73. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.